Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Shoreline Players Community Theater of Oscoda is, once again, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm doing wonderful.
Glad to have you back on the show. We've been talking about a lot of productions you guys are putting on, and you got another one coming up at the end of the month. It's called Hats Off to Broadway, a musical review. Sounds like fun.
Oh, this is going to be just an absolute outstanding show. It's been a joy to be working on. It's hard to be down when you're surrounded by people singing Broadway tunes
exactly.
Every day, you know?
No doubt, yeah.
It's nearly impossible to be in a bad mood when you walk in and everybody's just singing.
That's
you
right.
Know, first we were surviving zombies, and then
right.
We're singing. So.
I love it. Well, it's a couple of weekends for this one, and now I'm going to assume it's the regular cast, not the Youth Drama Association.
Correct. This is part of our regular season. This is our fall opener for our Shoreline Players regular season. We normally produce two shows a year with the kids and then three shows a year on the adult schedule. But because this is a Broadway review, our age range spanned a little bit this time. We have three young ladies participating. Our youngest is only 11.
Wow.
Lovely young lady named Liberty that is just going to wow folks when they come in. And then we have a couple gals from Oscoda High School, one from Oscoda High School, one from Alcona High School, Alyssa and Kamisha are two of my other students that are participating in this show. And then the rest of our cast is adults. We have Tim Curtis, we have Jane Hackborn, Linda Ramsdell, Diane Teddy, Eric Joseph, and Renee Diener, who are all rounding out the cast.
Nice.
You know, we got those
sure.
kids are great, but we decided we better let our grown-ups play, too. So.
Boy, no doubt. Now, what are the dates and times for this show, Sue?
This show will open on Saturday, October 28th at 7 p.m. There'll be a Sunday matinee on October 29th at 2 p.m., and then we'll be at it again the following weekend, Friday the 3rd, November 3rd, Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, November 5th will be our final performance at 2 p.m.
And I'm going to assume we're going to hear some great Broadway music.
You're going to hear everything from Oklahoma to Hamilton.
Wow.
It's a very wonderful and broad mix of Broadway tunes, and the story is going to kind of just take you on a journey of not necessarily the history of Broadway, but the journey of Broadway, the
gotcha.
Emotions that it elicits when people attend a Broadway show, the action, the energy, and all of that. And our narrator joining us for the show will be J.D. Hawk.
Excellent.
And then we also have Mr. Tony Lopez as a guest
nice.
Narrator one evening.
Wow.
So that's kind of fun. We're getting Coach Lopez involved.
I love that. All right. Now, tickets available right now?
Tickets are available at Gilbert's Drugstore in advance for $13. They are also will be available before the show at the box office. We do recommend that you call and get a reservation, 739-3586. And if you'd like to purchase student tickets, those are only available at the box office. And then, of course, we always do our dinner and show ticket with our good friend over there at Tatesville Affair, Bill Tate, and you can contact the restaurant directly to check on the menu and purchase your tickets there at the restaurant, and those tickets are $25.
Excellent. Hats off to Broadway, a musical review. It opens Saturday, October 28th, and runs Saturday and Sunday, then that next weekend, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players. Sue, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you about the next big production on the agenda.